And taking the tour and all those beautiful pieces of machinery, which I don't really, even after taking the tour,
stills,
I don't know what they do. But they're beautiful copper, like just looking at it, it's so aesthetically pleasing. Right. And the quality, when you taste this stuff, I mean, mixers would be an insult to some of this product, I swear. So take the tour, go to some of the concerts that are coming up, like Blake Elliott tonight. And right. then you have May Early Wine on September 27th. You can probably find out all of the upcoming entertainment. Follow them on Facebook so you know, and make a trip. I mean, we get visitors all summer long, maybe too many visitors. But when you have family and friends visiting you from downstate, take them over here. That is a slice of up north. And they're mm-hmm. going to want to take a bottle home. And you can, again, take the tour and relax outside in the outdoor tables in the summertime. Eat a taco food truck, and you know, it's local, man. People have such a, I've noticed this because I'm not from Michigan, but people have such a great pride for being from Michigan. I mean, there's a thing, like when people travel, they wear their Michigan stuff. People love Michigan that are from, maybe they had to go elsewhere for jobs mm-hmm. or whatever, but people are proud of Michigan. They love local Michigan products. And this is just hitting it all, and the philanthropic work that they do, and the unique, like the Kentucky Derby party, to watch horses race down that, you know, and maybe there's a small wager, like I'll buy you a drink, no monetary wagering, please, officially. And that's it. You know, I just wanted to welcome you guys, and thank you for coming in and trudging through the storm.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Rick Coates. Yeah, Bourbon Rick is the is like kind of his nickname. Yeah. And so Rick
Nobody
is all
Nobody drinks more
up
bourbon
it.
Than I do. I proved that at Camp Omelet.
That's right.
Another like story. Your style.
Let's not
That's
talk
another
about
story.
That.
But is there any way that you could arrange for Omelet and I to get on horses on the Kentucky Derby party and race down the road? You know,
we'll see what we can do.
Okay, you want to race me?
We might have to up our insurance a little
have
bit.
Have you
huh?
ever been on a horse before, Omelet?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm afraid of horses.
Well, we're racing. You and I are racing horses.
I like dogs. Horses a little too big.
Hey, before you
the
leave,
the Grand Marshals of the I think
oh,
the Grand Marshals
now
of the
we're talking.
What?
We have to get on some horses.
Hats.
Ooh, wow. I got to go
it.
Rent a tux.
Love
or
it. Love yeah. it.
Hey, before you leave, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about this. This is one of the original reasons why I wanted you to come in, because these awards you're getting. I'm a big cigar smoker, and I can attest to the fact that your spirits go great with cigars. But when I got my Cigar and Spirits magazine and I saw you on the list of the top 5 gins in the world or something like that, you explained it. But you're getting ready to go out for a big award with them. And
we are. We're heading out to California to pick up some hardware from Cigar and Spirits magazine. So they have an annual award for the top 30 spirits mm-hmm. in all of the spirit categories. Gin's one of the 15 categories, and we submitted only one spirit to that award, and it was our gin. And we knew it was something special.
Yes.
We decided very early on not to be juniper centric, which is more of a pine orientation to gin, and kind of move in a more citrus orientation. We did a partnership with the Antioch Tree Farm, which grows sends 35,000 Christmas trees around the country, and they grow a tree called Concolor Fir that actually has an orange bouquet and sort of a citrus notes to it. And we think we're the first gin in the world made from Concolor Fir. But wow. We have about 20 botanicals in there, and it's got a nice spicy body, which is fennel, licorice, and pepper. And
we think people should go taste this gin at the beverage company tonight from 5 to 7.
Oh, you're having
a tasting?
Yeah, we are. The beverage company's been amazing to us, like so many great retailers in this area. But mm-hmm. They're going to be tasting all of our spirits tonight from 5 to 7.
That's awesome to know. I'm going to a fundraiser tonight out at Incredible Moe's, and they have your gin like showcased at Incredible Moe's. I cannot wait. That's what I'm having tonight. It's a big fundraiser for Child and Family Services and Big Brothers, Big Sisters. One incredible event tonight. So I'll be there drinking the gin.
Great.
Yep.
Well, what's not to love about this segment? I can't wait to get out there again, honestly. And I will be there for the Kentucky Derby party. But remember, tonight is Blake Elliott mm-hmm. Playing tonight inside. And then May Early Wine. By April 27th, do you think she'll play at the barn?
We'll see.
Who
where
knows?
We'll see where we have May. But she'll be doing her Michigan Songbird thing somewhere. And we're so happy to have her. We have amazing Drew Hale tomorrow night. It's been so incredible to get acquainted with all these incredible artists that have played at the distillery. And
you had Miriam Pico played there before,
she's
too,
been
right?
She's there, and we would love her to come back.
She's a big friend of, May, of the show.
When Mayerline Trio came to the barn, we asked everybody to come with a donation of hats, gloves, and socks for area kids working with the with Bacon. Mm-hmm. And we literally had a pickup truck full of outerwear for area kids. So all her fans came and really supported that need in that region of our state, and so we're just looking forward to using this as a platform to give back to community.
Yeah, you know what? That means so much to people. I'm really so impressed with you guys. Just the fact that the quality of the product. I mean, you're not going for mass distribution. I mean, there's people that do that, but this is more of a boutique thing as of right now. But as it grows in popularity, and especially the maple bourbon, they can't keep it. They can't keep it on the shelves, but they have to wait.
I have some hidden at
home. They have to wait, and people are taking pre-orders and stuff. So I really love this. I love that you guys are philanthropic. I love that you're using local products. I love that you chose that farm that's heaven on earth. And I can't wait for the summer. It's going to be an iron fish summer.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
In northern Michigan.
You know what I'm going to do, old man, as you very well know, and some of the listeners know, in case all hell breaks loose, I have this emergency bottle of MD 2020. I'm getting rid of this. I'm going to get some iron fish right now.
I'll have that for your mind for having that. Just in case of emergency, break glass, he says. Okay, Sarah and Richard, thank you so much. Richard and Sarah Anderson of Iron Fish Distillery, everybody. Thank you so much, you guys. Thanks for doing what you do.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Grand Marshals.
Have a great weekend.
We're going to be riding
the horses.
Can't wait to see you in all your finery. It's going to be something.
Excellent. Thanks for coming by, you guys. Have an awesome weekend, okay? Blake Elliott tonight at the Iron Fish Distillery. We'll be right back. It's Omelet and Coats. Boy, it is coming down here in Traverse City. Be careful on your ride home, guys. We'll be right back.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So.